Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, I just heard the news today. Seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes.
Team Australia a ways back of Dressel.
They're not catching Caleb Dressel. They are not catching Caleb Dressel.
Pretty amazing when you look back at after night one here, Caleb Dressel is going to have 8 Olympic medals, and all of them are going to be gold. The Americans get it done again. And it's the first for Team USA in Paris.
Pretty cool moment. The 4x100 meter freestyle. Caleb Dressel doing the anchor for the men's swimming team. That was on Saturday. And on Sunday, in the 100 meter butterfly, you had a US gold silver finish.
It is Walsh touching first and trying to get ahead of the field here just a little bit more. Zhang Yufei is above her in lane 3. And again, it's Tori Husker, American teammate, in lane 5 trying to get to Gretchen.
Watch Zhang Yufei. She's got that white cap right there. She is a great closer, but the great forearm of Walsh might get to it. And here's the touch.
Gretchen Walsh trying to hold off Husk. It looks like it's going to be a 1-2 American finish. It's Husk who gets in there just ahead of Walsh. 1-2 for the Americans.
I don't know who's doing the color, but it's great. I love it. It's so good. And then, I mean, you know, watching all the different things. I'm watching the volleyball. I'm trying to see the ball against the pastel background. Terrible choice for TV. Volleyball is my sport. I live for watching men's Olympic volleyball and women's, but men's even more so. And it's hard to see because they made the court too bright of a color, and then they made the ball yellow. Dumb choice for TV, but okay, it was still fun to watch. USA men doing well in their first match. USA men's soccer had a fun match against New Zealand.
Nathan Harriall, penalty for the USA. Harriall was fouled.
Yeah, and they definitely fouled him, kicking him in the leg when he was handling the ball.
Big moment for the USA.
6 minutes into the game after they lost their first match.
And Mihailovic scores.
Significant because?
The first U.S. men's Olympic goal for 16 years.
Nice. So they got another, They wound up winning that game 4-1, and the women not wanting to be left out of the action, playing against
really
Germany.
The first time, John, we've seen that front three make a dent for the United States 10 minutes in.
And they make another dent now. Rodman once more. There's the chance. There's the goal. Sophia Smith.
1-0. It was 1-1. Then it was 2-1 U.S. Then it was 3-1 on the crazy shot where she put a little looper ball up into the right post, and it actually bounced out, but the spin, it bounced in front of the goal line. But the spin on the ball was so strong that it carried it into the goal after that.
Smith. A neat turn and a deflection on the shot. Hits the post and goes in. Slice of fortune. A spinning ball that strikes the upright. And then gently spins into the net.
Slice of fortune. Good one, sir. That's pretty good. And I know what some of you are thinking is like, well, I didn't watch any of that. Because I'm not watching the Olympics. Because they had, you know, fat ladies and transvestites and drag shows like The Last Supper. I'm not going to watch any of these Olympics. Okay. Who do you think you're punishing? Well, Andrew, don't you understand that, you know, they poked a finger in the eye of all the Christians around the world with their sacrilegious representative? Okay. I understand. You're upset. That's fine. You can be upset. But seriously, you're boycotting the Olympics, or you say you are. Who are you punishing? Well, it's on the principle of it. Okay. Seems to me like you're missing out on the thing that the athletes are doing that didn't have anything to do with what the French theater director decided to do in the performance on Friday. I mean, seems like maybe you're punishing them by not paying attention to their life invested effort that they put forward to be in the Olympics over some artistic choices that you don't like. Well, Andrew, I'm so sick of Christians getting, you know, made fun of and mistreated. Okay, I hear you. I believe in standards too. I would rather see a world that honored Christianity and honored God and honored, you know, moral virtues and sexual decency and so forth. But I mean, I've been to Paris and I didn't really have any particular expectation of a 40-something gay French artistic director for an international extravaganza that every moment of that would be appealing to, you know, my sensibilities. I figured it was going to be like going to an art museum where I like this painting and I like that painting and I don't understand that one at all. And that one's kind of shocking, but this other one's really cool. I mean, that's what I was expecting. And you know what I got? I got a catwalk, maybe Last Supper, maybe not. You know, there's pretty good argument to be made that that's not what they were trying to do at all. But even if they were, even if the director was trying to be offensive, okay, even if it wasn't, you know, from a completely different painting, which it seems like it was, even if it wasn't a celebration of Dionysus and the Bacchanalia and all of that, even if it wasn't Feast of the Gods by Josh Hammershands van Bilger, the Dutch master, instead of the Last Supper, which, by the way, is not at the Louvre. It's in Italy. So it's not like that's a connection that you're missing here. Okay. What version of the catwalk would have made you happy? Which French fashion parade of flesh would you have been like, oh, that's the best ever? You know, like, stop being so surprised when culture doesn't do everything you wish it would. It's not obligated to cater to you any more than it's obligated to cater to the Muslims in the boats underneath that wear hijabs because they think that a woman ought to cover her hair. I mean, it didn't please them much to see Lady Gaga, you know, or even Celine Dion with her exposed face and hair, you know. Is the goal to, like, cater to everybody's sensibilities all the way around the world, or is the goal to make a spectacle that's emphatically Parisian? We'll come back to this in a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. I'm starting to see a little slowdown if you're heading from Pace into Pensacola on Highway 90 through that construction zone. So just be careful with that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Andrew, I thought you were on our side. Well, I mean, sure. Yeah, a lot. I mean, you've listened to the Transgressors. You know, I have a fairly hefty dose of criticism and satire for the acronym community and for all of the other things that has. But I'm also not naive in my expectations of what's going to happen in an Olympics opening ceremony. And also, I feel kind of sad. I mean, not so much sad that they did something that offended so many people, but sad that so many people took offense at it and let that interfere with them being able to enjoy the rest of it. Did you not enjoy Celine Dion? I mean, she was spectacular. I mean, she did something that before that in the performances I wouldn't have thought you could do. She actually made Kelly Clarkson stop talking.
Kelly Clarkson, a performance fitting of this amazing night.
I actually can't talk.
That was incredible.
That was really beautiful.
That was like the most rewarding thing ever. Kelly Clarkson had nothing to say. Best commentary of the night. Now, I was a little worried about Celine Dion falling off the edge of the platform that was up above the railing on the Eiffel Tower. I thought, my wife, she's like, did you see where the safety is? Not there? I'm like, okay, well, fine, whatever. No, I mean, did you not enjoy the balloon launch at the garden, the Tuileries garden?
In the thematic, the ring of flames topped by a hot air balloon measuring 100 feet tall.
Amazing.
Is a tribute to the first flight made in a hydrogen-filled gas balloon. It was done by two French inventors. Right there. The Garden of the Tuileries in 1783.
No, I did think that maybe it was an odd homage to a hydrogen-filled balloon launch to launch a balloon with giant flames underneath it. Because that was actually my first thought. I was like, I bet that balloon's not filled with hydrogen. But, okay, it was beautiful. The Eiffel Tower? The light show at the Eiffel Tower? Amazing. I hope they do it every night. The, you know, singing on top of the Grand Palais, the mezzo-soprano. I can't say her name. Even with my French, I can't say her name. I mean, there were some genuinely amazing moments. Right? And there were some weird moments. There was the threesome moment, and there was the, you know, the beheaded Marie Antoinette, pretty jarring. But then the beheaded Marie Antoinette, you know, leads into a 3-minute long metal extravaganza that, like, you couldn't get enough of listening to because it was so amazing, right?
What?
Well, can't get enough of it without Kelly Clarkson. But, you know, I mean, that was pretty amazing, too. I know, Kelly Clarkson couldn't stop herself.
Oh, my. That was incredible. The mixing of the classical to heavy metal. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, if you were drinking every time Kelly Clarkson said...
This is so cool.
You were drunk quick. so, look, it's a 4-hour art show. Understand going in that there are going to be parts of it maybe you don't love, maybe you find offensive, other parts maybe you think are fantastic, like them dancing on the outside of, Notre Dame, which I thought was a little bit of a missed opportunity for them to use the song Safety Dance, but okay, whatever, you know, I mean, they did their thing. It was not China, okay? It was not the Beijing Olympics, and it was not some of the others, but it was really interesting in its own way, I thought. But I felt sad that so many people, you know, I woke up, I did not watch it live on Friday night. We're doing other stuff. And then I woke up Saturday morning and, oh my God, my Facebook feed, all these people and boycott this and evil that and sacrilege. And man, y'all are wound so tight. And this is definitely going to irritate some people. And I don't mean to do it for that reason, but I know some people had this comment online, and I thought it was an appropriate comment. Even taking for granted the false premise that it was the Last Supper, but let's say that it was, okay? And here you have, you know, transvestites and weird-looking people and a kid and, you know, all this stuff, okay? And they're even if what they're doing is showing you a blasphemous Last Supper, okay, or a sacrilegious Last Supper, Jesus came and hung out with who? Hookers and sinners, right? And who hated him for it? The Pharisees. And who did he have stronger condemnation of? The Pharisees or the hookers and the sinners? Jesus had really strong language for the Pharisees. The Pharisees who tithe their mint and their cumin and neglect the weightier matters of the law and don't help the poor and don't show kindness to the sick. And right? Okay. So, I actually agree with those who say, you know, who would Jesus hang out with if he came back today? He'd hang out with people that you don't have time for and that you dislike and that you think are contemptible. Now, would he endorse their lifestyle? No, he told the woman caught in adultery, go thou and sin no more, right? He wouldn't endorse the lifestyle, but he recognizes that you got to go where the messed up people are because the messed up people are the ones who need Jesus. And the ones who think they're doing great, the ones who think they got it all together, the ones who are, you know, strong and confident and bold in their ability to denounce some wretched sacrilegious art show in Paris and prove their virtue thereby, virtue signal conservatives, they're the ones who are farther from God, usually. At least if you look at the biblical framework. So my challenge to those of you, I love you dearly, you're my people. My challenge to those of you who found yourself all upset and angry about the Olympics opening ceremony. is your joy and peace and happiness and calm in life really dependent on some 40-year-old gay French theater director producing an international show, every portion of which you personally endorse? Because that's not a great approach to having happiness or godliness in the world. And I mean that sincerely. It doesn't mean there's nothing to be said. Doesn't mean there's nothing to criticize. Doesn't mean that everything about it was good. There are many things that were horrible. But you're not responsible for the French show. You're responsible for how you react to it. And in a moment like this, I think you can react to it in some better ways. I'll just put it that way. 625 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 flowing smoothly. Also, just seeing a minor delay right now going from East Milton to East Milton. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
The recent global outage had many businesses scrambling to recover. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. The single program made millions of business and government systems inoperable. As an owner, you and your IT team should have a plan in place for when trouble strikes. Businesses on the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Hey, Pensacola, Gary from Warrior Beer Company inviting you to come out and enjoy great beer, great food, great fun. Warrior Beer Company has military open mic Monday, trivia Tuesday, karaoke Wednesdays, Singo Bingo on Thursdays, and live music all weekend. We have 20 different brews and ciders. We are located just west of Blue Angel Parkway on Sereno Road. Always remember, from freedom fighters to everyday warriors, we got your six.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
I'm sorry. It's just you're a really nice guy, and we don't want to see you get hurt.
I want to get hurt!
Good morning, 6:29 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, former President Trump says he will continue to hold outdoor rallies after the attempted assassination earlier this month. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said the Secret Service has now agreed to substantially heighten his protection at those events. Also, Trump announced over the weekend he's holding another rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, where that attempted assassination happened a few weeks ago. That event, he says, will be held to honor Corey Campiator and the other victims of that shooting.
Also, that'll be the safest rally you're ever going to attend.
Absolutely. Now, I haven't seen whether it's going to be at the same location or if they've got a different location planned for that. But
I would assume a different location. But then again, if that's the place where they can do
it. Yeah, it's really tough to tell.
And it would kind of be like, you know, we're going to do it right here. I could see Trump doing it that way.
I could as well. And Andrew, I think you're going to see the enormity of this story. CEFCO gas stations are being sold to Casey's General Stores.
Really?
Uh-huh. If you've never heard of them.
They just built 18 of them.
If you've never heard of Casey's, it's a chain out of the Midwest. They've got a couple thousand stores already and probably the best gas station pizza in the world.
Oh, do they? Okay. Yeah. All right. I never was a Casey's guy. I was more of a QT guy in the Midwest. But
it's a way of life.
It just means that all that money they've spent on creating these stores is going to have to be rebranded again, like Tom Thumb did to Cumberland Farms.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden announces a proposal to reform the Supreme Court and reverse a recent Supreme Court decision about presidential immunity.
These would include no immunity for crimes a former president committed in office, term limits for Supreme Court justices, and a binding code of conduct for the Supreme Court.
Fox's Todd Pyro. President Biden speaks this afternoon at the Lyndon Baines Johnson Presidential Library in Austin, Texas. There's some progress reported fighting what's become California's seventh largest wildfire on record. More than 560 square miles.
Much needed relief as they continue to battle the massive park fire. Cooler temperatures and increased humidity are helping them gain control over that fire, but the quickly growing fire has scorched more than 360,000 acres and is only about 12% contained.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer, at least 66 structures are reported to have been destroyed. No deaths are reported. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is 79 degrees. Two people have died. Seven were injured last night in a drive-by shooting. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says that happened at the Wedgwood Community Center on Wagner Road during a basketball game. Witnesses tell Channel 3 the victims were in a vehicle at that scene. The vehicle reportedly had bullet damage. There's no word yet on the ages or identities of the victims or on their current conditions. There's also no word on suspects as of yet. Of course, we'll let you know as soon as we learn more about this incident. Also, a woman shot in Beulah Saturday night. Escambia County deputies say they responded to a home on Cali Lane where they found the victim. She was taken to a hospital. Investigators have not identified that woman. That incident also still under investigation today. A 64-year-old man has died after his SUV rolled on State Road 4 in Santa Rosa County. Florida Highway Patrol says the man was traveling eastbound on SR 4 when his vehicle hit the road and then the shoulder. The driver overcorrected, reportedly causing the SUV to roll and hit some trees. Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida is off the map for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Spend your money down here. It's the equivalent of lighting it on fire, but I welcome that. You are not going to win Florida. You're going to run into a big red brick wall.
DeSantis on Fox News yesterday to discuss November's presidential election. The most recent poll on that race for Florida was released a few weeks ago. The Fox 13 Tampa Insider Advantage poll showed Donald Trump leading Harris by 10 percentage points in Florida. A religious leader in Pensacola thinks the parody of the Last Supper in the opening ceremony at the Olympics was tragic. William Wack, the bishop of the Catholic Diocese in Pensacola, Tallahassee, he and other Catholics say they're upset that drag queens and a transgender model were used to recreate the Leonardo da Vinci painting in Friday's ceremony. He says the Olympics are supposed to be a beacon of unity and tells WEAR News that decision inflamed tensions. 6:34 right now, News Radio Pensacola. A Mississippi man arrested for allegedly trafficking cocaine in Santa Rosa County earlier this month. Investigators say that arrest stems from a traffic stop July 10th. Marvin Johnson was stopped for a traffic violation. Deputies say they did a search of the vehicle and found a vacuum-sealed half-pound package of cocaine. And Johnson now remains in the Santa Rosa County Jail. He is being held without bond. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast this morning.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have scattered showers and thunderstorms today, 60% chance of rain, high near 91. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, high near 91 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Keeping rain chances around through Wednesday with a 50% chance of rain, high near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. And we do have 78 degrees across the area. Heat index already up to 90 this morning. It's 6:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
No accidents to let you know about right now, but I am seeing some delays if you're at the intersection of Highway 29 and West 9 Mile Road. All sections are kind of being backed up right now. You're going to see major delays there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our financial market report, Your Money Now.
With Your Money Now. The week ahead, we'll see a slew of economic data from major Asian economies, including Japan, China, and South Korea. The Bank of Japan is expected to raise rates at its July 30th meeting, according to a Reuters poll. Other key data due from the region includes China's July PMI, while Australia will release its latest set of inflation numbers before the central bank's August 6th monetary policy meeting. For many reasons, including sky-high prices, people are avoiding Paris this summer due to the Olympic Games. It is a common misconception that host cities see an explosion of travelers around the Olympics, and that's according to John Grant, chief analyst at the aviation intelligence company OAG. Air France said it is expected to take a third-quarter hit of up to $185 million because of the lackluster demand to visit Paris this summer. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 654. That's Your Money Now.
6:36 at News Radio Pensacola. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. News Radio Pensacola, FM 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Hello, this is Don Spencer, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller. The clerk's office requires a leader that knows the entire office and its operations. That is why I'm endorsing Jason English as our next clerk of court. Jason has 18 years experience in the court system, 3 as my chief deputy clerk. As I retire, he's the only candidate with the education and experience to successfully operate this office. Please join me on August 20th and elect Jason English as our next clerk of court and comptroller. Thank you.
Paid for and approved by Jason English, Republican, Santa Rosa County Clerk of Court and Comptroller.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Between a boy and man, she was 17 and she was far from in between. It was summertime in northern Michigan.
All right, so have you come across brat? Have you come across this term brat for Kamala Harris or in general? No, John, you're not hanging out with the right people. Or the wrong people.
I know brats, but I guess that's not what it means.
So, brat is, it's a term that you're not supposed to use if you're over 35. Let's put it that way.
Oh.
Okay, not because it's a bad term, but because, you know, it's a cool, hip, young person's term. All right? And so it was extra funny when CNN tried to explain brat to its audience. And of course, Stephen Colbert did a great send up of CNN doing such a terrible job of explaining brat to its audience.
The memification of the Harris campaign went into overdrive Sunday when singer Charlie XCX tweeted, "Kamala is brat." And then the Harris team responded by giving their official Twitter profile a brat theme, leading many to now call Kamala's run the brat campaign. Now, if you're a little confused about this brat thing, you're not as confused as CNN.
I am supposed to say, that's brat. That is a cool thing. Mm. It has a color. Chartreuse is the color, and Kamala Harris has adopted that. But I have brought some notes because I knew you would want a definition. Okay, here we go. Charlie XCX, who I do know, quote, brat. You're just that girl who is a little messy and likes to party and maybe says some dumb things sometimes, end quote.
Because nothing says I am hep to what's hip like printing out a meme and putting on your reading glasses. What's this?
And then he used another meme, the guy looking at the girl with the other girl, you know, trying to explain it. It just... Oh, man. You know, when people my age, I would have previously said old people, when people my age try to explain the young people stuff to people our age.
In the end, anchor Jake Tapper embraced the bratening.
So it's the idea that we're all kind of brat and Vice President Harris is brat? I don't...
Well,
I don't know if you're brat. I think you aspire to be brat.
Right,
Jake. You don't just become brat.
Oh, okay.
You have to try.
You can work at it.
I will aspire to be brat.
Well, my good friend Jake may aspire to be brat, but according to the news, Stephen Colbert is brat, actually.
So you might be wondering, well, what is it exactly? Again, kind of like edgy, imperfect, confident, not poised and polished is kind of the idea of it. It's not a word I'm ever going to use out loud on purpose, except when I'm talking about, you know, unruly children, which is what you think of. Also, just a word of guidance. John, if you ever come across a term that is in the lingo, slang, you have a web resource you can go ask.
Yes.
What's the name of the web resource?
I just go to Google.
Oh, all right. I would go to Urban Dictionary.
Oh, okay.
Urban Dictionary has generally got, they'll tell you all. I don't recommend you go look this up at Urban Dictionary. Because It's not good. It doesn't mean what they're saying. There's a whole different meaning. So sometimes in people's relationships, some people like to... Well, there's just no good way to say this. It's... I just don't bother. Just don't do it. I'm just not. I got kids listening in the car. I'm just not going to talk about it. I'm just saying it's an ugly, weird thing. Okay? It's an ugly, weird thing. But according to The Skim, which is this kind of newsletter that comes out, my wife gets it. It's kind of aimed towards women. But The Skim is sort of like Axios for people who don't have the patience for the length of Axios articles. That's a double dig. We are gathered here today to mourn the demise of Brat, a.k.a. the unavoidable aesthetic of summer 2024, the cause of death going too viral. Because as everyone knows, nothing kills a joke faster than having to explain it to your parents or a TV roundtable, which is exactly what happened once Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign got the official endorsement last Sunday from the brat queen herself, Charlie XCX. I've never heard of this person, so I'm not trying to pretend I do. I don't want to front for you. Less than 24 hours later, the Kamala HQ announced on X had an updated lime green banner. Memeification madness ensued. For the record, Governor of Michigan Gretchen Whitmer told us that she is indeed brat. And for a delightful, albeit brief, 2 days, dare we say the internet was actually fun again. Until it wasn't. In less time than it takes to crack open a coconut. See? That's a Kamala reference. The brat chat was inescapable, starting with a slew of celebrities posting videos of themselves doing the apple dance trend, including the likes of Kerry Washington, Jessica Alba, and even Stephen Colbert, all of which was starting to become too much. But that's before we saw the CNN segment where Jake Tapper declared, "I will aspire to be brat." Respectfully, Jake, you can sit this one out. And the more bad dad jokes that were made and explainers that were written, do we really need that many? The more the meme, which was a strategic play to engage with the youth vote, that's where this came from, started to well sour. As one digital strategist had warned, the only rule was to not overdo it. And yet, mere days later, we have bratted too close to the sun. So RIP, brat, we hardly knew you. Don't get caught up in these things. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, I did want to also say, I'm not sure that Snoop Dogg has added a lot to the Olympics yet. Other than the image of him carrying the world's largest flaming doobie in the Olympic torch. Which is surely... How do you describe this thing? It's sort of like an anorexic artillery shell that's on fire on one end. It's a bowling pin beheaded. But no, when I saw it with Snoop Dogg, I thought, oh, that's a giant joint. Shiny on one side, a little less shiny on the other, and definitely on fire. But no, Snoop Dogg has, boy, he's brought some insightful commentary. Talking to Simone Biles' mom, he says...
Right.
Is she happy that you guys are here with her?
She is happy that we're here and that...
Is she happy that you guys are here with her? So we could just take Snoop and Kelly and Peyton and sort of find other jobs for them. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
That's right. I-10 flowing smoothly right now if you're, again, headed from Pace into Pensacola on Highway 90. Seeing just some minor delays there. Other than that, traffic is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
I will tell you, there's no time when I'm watching TV that I am happier to have fast forward than during the Olympics. And no, not because of the offensive stuff. I already talked quite a bit about that. Because it allows me to skip the, you know, hour-long, cool to begin with, stainless steel horse galloping across the Seine, the filthy Seine they can't even swim in, right? They had to cancel the practice for the triathlon. That's why I thought it was funny that Imagine was sung on a flaming barge, garbage barge. Like, that seemed a little bit on the nose for the Seine. But no, the commentary. Oh, the commentary. I would love to have someone other than NBC do this. Ever. I mean, the sports commentary is fine. It's the opening ceremonies and closing ceremonies. I'm like, God, another just more Savannah Guthrie, Hoda Kotb, and Lester Holt. Mm. But that's just me. You know, 437-1620. I'm sure none of you had that thought. And if you did, then... you're my people. 648 on News Radio Pensacola. What else do we have going on? Oh, if you have air conditioning, heating, plumbing, electrical work that needs to be done, call Peyton. They will take care of you. Of course, they have been here for 55 years. They've been doing this for a long time. And they've been expanding recently, really aggressively. They've expanded all the way east over the last couple of years to Tallahassee. And they have now expanded west. They were expanding, like last year, they went for the first time across the state line to Baldwin County. And now they're in Mobile County. So they are really everywhere all along the Gulf Coast. If you have any of those needs, you know, plumbing, AC, electrical, heating, whatever, call them. They'll take care of you. They'll show up on time. They'll do the work. They'll be professionals. They'll get you the right products installed the right way. And they'll stand by at 100% satisfaction guarantee because, you know, that's how you stay in business for 55 years is doing good work. But also now they've got a $55 off because it's their 55th anniversary. $55 off any AC repairs and the service fee is waived for the AC repairs. So that's a pretty nice deal. Or if what you need is not a repair but a replace because, you know, that's common enough, especially fighting the humidity and various problems you have with AC here in the Gulf Coast, $550 off any system replacement. So whether it's a repair or replacement of your AC or anything else, Peden, find out more at Peden, P-E-A-D-E-N.com.
Are you ready to kickstart your career or make a change in your current career? George Stone Technical College offers short-term, hands-on programs that equip you with industry-recognized certifications in fields that offer jobs right here in Pensacola or abroad. George Stone Technical College offers 25 different career programs and can provide you with a career in a year. George Stone offers financial aid and has grant opportunities for all students right now. To learn about all the programs, costs, and schedules, visit georgestonecollege.edu.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
When America needed a hero, we turned to conservative Aaron Dimmock. A decorated combat pilot, Dimmock led missions against cartels in the Gulf. He'll take that fight to Biden's open border chaos. He's pro-life, pro-gun, and pro-Trump. Because Aaron Dimmock's a conservative fighter we can be proud of. Florida Patriots PAC paid for it is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FloridaPatriotsPAC.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Baby, you are so money and you don't even know it.
I have kind of a, I don't know, just an odd little moment I want to tell you about that I caught in the Escambia County Commission meeting recently. I'll tell you about that in just a second. Before that, David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, President Biden will be proposing term limits for Supreme Court justices today. He'll also be pushing for a constitutional amendment to override the court's recent decision that that the president enjoys some immunity for official acts. He'll be speaking in Austin this afternoon at the LBJ Presidential Library. Vice President Kamala Harris heading to Houston this week for the funeral of Representative Sheila Jackson Lee. She'll be attending the Thursday services. They were members of the same sorority, a historically black sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha. And there's a new blood test that can determine if memory loss is a result of Alzheimer's disease. And apparently it's got about 90% accuracy. A study found this test was more accurate than diagnoses from specialists or primary care doctors.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 653 on News Radio 92.3. I don't often feature this, but, you know, I'm actually really proud of all of our local legislative delegation meetings that, you know, whether it's the Escambia County Commission, Santa Rosa County Commission, city councils always start with an invocation, right? They always, I mean, sometimes Pensacola as a city is a little bit lighter on this. Sometimes they do a moment of silence. Sometimes the county commission does that too, but they had a pastor here, and I apologize. I don't remember the guy's name. I didn't write it down, but I loved his invocation. It was just really neat, and it led to a neat moment at the county commission meeting.
Morning, happy Tuesday. Good morning, happy Tuesday.
Love them already.
What an honor. I was born here, went to high school here, worked here 51 years, lived in the same house in Cordova Park 53 years, and I love this place. I do.
And I so apologize that I don't know the man's name, but just listen.
I brought my best friend. This is the Founder's Bible. It's half Bible, half American history, and it demonstrates the tremendous impact that God had on the founding of our country. We're going to ask the Holy Spirit to come take charge, and so to have the Holy Spirit take charge means humility and praise and thanksgiving. So if I may, I'd like to pray on my knees for you and for Escambia County.
I believe he was a Baptist pastor, if I remember correctly. And he got down on his knees to do the invocation.
Let us all come and pray together.
I loved it. It was, and so he had an interesting moment here because he gets down on his knees, and my thought was, is anybody going to join him? Because look, when the pastor gets down on his knees, you get down on your knees, right? You join him. No, sadly, all the commissioners and everybody else was up on the dais in their seats, and they didn't get down on their knees. And look, it might have been viewed as sort of, showmanship if they had. But it just, I don't know, it would have been neat if maybe one of them, because, you know, they're all purportedly religious people, if they could have, pastor, let me join you. Or even got down with him off the dais down on the, I don't know. There was one person that I did see get down, Chris Curb from Flood Defenders. You could see it on the video. And I texted him. I said, Chris, good for you. That's just what you should have done. So, kind of a missed opportunity for some of the commissioners, but not a fair thing to criticize them for. Just more of a, maybe if they'd have thought of it kind of thing, And I hope they didn't say, well, it's beneath the dignity of the office or something like that, because, boy, getting down and using prayer is an appropriate thing. Anyway, so this is what the actual prayer sounded like.
Come, Holy Spirit, come. Lord God, we come before you today with praise and thanksgiving because we know that you are God. Life is about you, not about us. You are source. You are life. How we love you and praise you and adore you. Thank you for being our Father. You are omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, holy, holy, holy. How we love you and praise you. We come before you today, Heavenly Father, with our hearts full of gratitude for the blessings that you have bestowed upon Escambia County throughout our history.
Oh, and he went on. This was a good prayer. So anyway, it was a nice moment. And, a lot of times we talk about the ugly and the fight and the conflict and the drama. It is entertaining. But I thought that was a neat moment, and particularly with the getting down on their knees and praying. I thought that, or well, him getting down and then Chris Curb joining him and nobody else. 6:56 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a pest, free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox them out. Still no accidents to report to you right now. Traffic is flowing smoothly unless you're at Brent Lane and Palafox. All directions at that intersection are seeing some major delays, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, trying to decide if now is the time or if you should wait or how much would one cost and what's out there, because if you're like me, you drive a car till it goes in the ground, so you might not be exactly up on the newest technology. And I know I'm not because, my cars are older. But go to Frontier. Look around. Sample a couple, two, three, five, six. It's fine. In fact, sample things that are outside of your category. Like you're thinking about a sedan, try a minivan. Try a truck. Try a Jeep. Try a sports car. Maybe you remind yourself of how much fun they can be. And maybe that's a fit for you. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But just, have it as fun. I know looking for a car is not fun. Make it as fun as you can. First of all, Frontier is a good place because of the, good quality cars, low prices, low miles, great condition. That's what they specialize in. But also just because they make it easy, try to make it as least obnoxious as possible. Nobody really likes to go buy a car, but they make it, again, almost pleasurable with their 300 different cars and trucks on the lot. Frontier Motors serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, so I feel like this is mostly, we're heavily into the theological correction stuff today, and just sometimes it's like that. Have you seen the thing about the judo competitor? You had Nurali Imamali from Tajikistan, who refused to shake hands with the Israeli competitor Barak Shmailov, and even shouted Allahu Akbar when he wouldn't, or when he, whatever. And then in the subsequent match, he got his shoulder dislocated by the Japanese competitor. And the sort of meme post comment running around Facebook is, aha, instant karma. Yeah, but what would you have said if he hadn't had that happen? Would that be validation? You got to beware of this thing called theodicy. Theodicy is the idea that, you know, the bad thing can be justified by understanding the good thing that came out of it, or, you know, God's goodness is not disqualified by the bad things that happen in the world. But this effort to try to explain and see everything this way. A lot of times people do bad things and then nothing bad happens to them immediately or even, you know, for a while. You know, read the Psalms, frustration over that. So just beware what you embrace with some of these seemingly obvious things.
You're listening to